Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Outside Noise Show, episode 14.
The Outside Noise Show filmed in studio. Me and Edward are currently together. And big shout out to the Tank and Rod Pod.
Huge shout out to the Tank and Rod Pod. Blessing us with their studio here in San Diego. Giving the Outside Noise Show the second ever time being live in studio to record a podcast. Hopefully this sounds like music to your guys' ears after all the BS I've been dealing you guys out with my bad mics.
Yeah, hopefully we're nice and crispy. So big shout out. Check out the Tank and Rod Pod. It's a great show. Great show. Friends Jared and Clark are on there. Love it. And we're just so thankful for them letting us use their amazing studio.
But yeah, here in San Diego, I had an early morning flight at 6 a.m. Woke up at 4:15 for that one. Got in. Great time in San Diego. Me and Trev went surfing. I was getting absolutely destroyed by the waves all day. Just taking a beating out there, but I'm thinking that's the only way to learn. So just taking them to the face everywhere. But yeah, I'm expecting to get better once I move down here.
Oh yeah. But you were getting after it out there, Edward. You weren't shying away from the waves. You weren't shying away from any adversity. And you were progressing. Like from the first wave I saw you on, the last wave, huge progress.
Yeah. It feels weird because I feel like a total spaz out there. And I don't feel like a spaz very often, I'm not going to lie. But I felt like a complete spaz out there. Just total spaz. I did one where I got up on the board and my feet were together on the very end of the board. And I did like a Jesus on the cross pose and then just backflopped midway. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was so excited to get up. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I just went T-pose and then just fell into the, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing up there. It feels very uncomfortable, unnatural, but guess what? I'm going to get better.
No, you're going to get better. You were great. If anything, you're entertaining, you know, at the least.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm sure it was very entertaining. Just taking a beating, but yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be a pro by the time you live down here.
Yeah.
Also, a quick apologies to our listeners. Usually we like to get these things out on Wednesday. Wednesday is the Outside Noise Show day. Everyone knows their calendars are marked. Yeah. Our calendars are marked. The audience calendars are marked. Everyone knows Wednesday morning Outside Noise Show is going to be up. This week, it's going to be on a Friday, obviously, because we're filming this Thursday night. So apologize to you, but we want to do it in person, in studio. We feel like that would enhance the experience for everybody. And you know what? We're still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, a little bit of a switch up, but I think it'll be for the better. So elephant in the room, the 100K step challenge, 100 egg eating challenge has been completed and it was on Wednesday. And we're going to bring that up and break that all down later in the Eddie Eats segment. But we just wanted to address that early on. And it was crazy. And there's a lot that went down. A lot that went down. But yeah, we're going to bring that up in the Eddie Eats segment. Something that we left on was Trevor was in Vegas this past weekend again. Me and him have been in Vegas multiple times together now. This is time Trev went with Brooke on a formal, I believe.
It was, formal. It was so fun. I love Vegas. Definitely didn't spend much time in the casino as compared to when I went with Edward, you know, being with a girl and a lot more people. But it was super fun. We went to a couple different nightclub things, DJs. I left the first DJ thing within 20 minutes because it was too loud. And Brooke was not happy about
words?
That.
Words?
No words.
Oh, anymore. I'd be out of there in 10. I'd be out of there in 10.
No, it's just not for me. I don't like when it's dark and really loud and no words. I just can't quite do it.
And it was daytime, you said?
No. It was nighttime.
It was nighttime. That's good.
I just didn't last long, you know? And I wish I was a person that could do nightclubs and disco music or whatever.
Ooh, I love disco music.
It wasn't disco. Whatever.
It was EDM.
EDM.
EDM, yeah. Jumpy. House. Yeah. I wouldn't throw disco in with house.
Yeah. And I think my main problem, it's not my rage of the week because I realize that I may be a little bit different. It's like I don't like bacon. I don't go out and say bacon's the worst thing in the world. I'd say I don't like it because I know it's good, but it's just not for me. Same with house. I know that house is good and people like it, but it just doesn't cater to me. It gets a little too loud. It gets a little bit – I'm just not enjoying myself.
I'm on the same wagon. I'm on the same exact wagon.
And I just feel like the people – so I'm a country music guy. I am.
Same here.
And one of the reasons I really like it is the people in the crowds. And when you're at a country music show – everyone wants to be friends. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's like, hey, like at the Zach Bryan show, me and Edward were thrust to the front because we were just singing all the words and everyone loved us and everyone was having a great time. Where when I go to these house things, I don't feel as though people really care about me.
You're just bumping bodies.
Yeah, like I want to be bumping bodies in different ways. I want to be giving hugs. I want to be giving high fives, and I want to be giving knuckles. I don't want to be being shoved, and I don't want to shove others.
See, it feels I hate that because it feels like you're competing for space. You feel like aggressive, and you don't want to feel aggressive and like competing when you're trying to have fun and relax and dance. But yeah, couldn't agree more with that, Trev. Sounds like Vegas was a fun time, a little bit different of a vibe than when me and you go.
Yeah. One thing I did like to point out is the day club. Day club is awesome because it's basically a pool, but they also have a DJ. And I don't mind the DJ in the day as much. For some reason, I enjoy that more.
Okay.
Because I think people are a little bit more social and more less freaked out. Like, it seems like in the nightclub, it's a lot of tension, where at the day things, where it's a pool and everyone's having a good time, there's a little bit more space. People are more...
less tension. The sun's out.
Yeah. And everyone's a little more friendly. The sun's out. It's less... I don't know. It's less scary.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the sunshine.
I like it.
I also like being in the pool. And yeah, so it was super fun. Vegas was great. And then I made it back.
Then he made it back.
Rocking and rolling. Back.
He made it back. And Caitlin Clark made it out. She had two very big things happen to her this week. Let's start with the first that is the bigger one. They weren't that big, but it was the bigger thing that happened in Caitlin Clark's life. Caitlin Clark was seen naked in the shower, and her friend posted it on the internet. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, it's in our banter notes, Trev. This is pretty big news.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about how she got drafted and then how she got the Nike.
So, well, let's say three big things happened to Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was seen in the shower naked, and it was posted all over the internet, but it got taken down. I think it's pretty big news. That's like seeing Tom Brady. That's like news about Tom Brady coming out, or Michael Jordan, or Tiger Woods. And I feel like I'm respecting women's sports by making this a story. And it was a pretty big story. She seemed excited about it. But yeah, anyways, the other two things that happened to Caitlin Clark was she signed a $20 million contract deal with Nike, and she was drafted by the Fever, the Indiana Fever, and her contract for the Fever is about $76,000 a year, and her contract with Nike is around a little bit less than four. But she got shafted on her deal with Nike.
Yeah, I thought she was going to get like $40 million and ended up being like $20
million. Shafted. She's by far the biggest woman's basketball name that's ever come through the sport. I think she deserved a lot more than $20 million.
Right now, she's one of the bigger sports stars in sports.
Period.
I'd say she's in like out of basketball in general, NBA.
Top 10.
I mean, I'd say she's top 10.
Yeah. Top 10. And guess what? There's guys like that are probably 25 or 25th, 30th top basketball players name-wise that are getting double what she's getting.
Yeah.
Like LaMelo Ball is getting double what she's getting.
Which is crazy.
And like, he's a big name, but Caitlin Clark is going to sell shoes to almost every girl basketball player, little girl coming up playing sports. Cool. She's going to sell more jerseys than probably the 10th NBA player to the 25th NBA player combined.
Yeah.
By herself.
That's wild.
She's making that much. So I don't know. I think she really had a bad deal. Her agent might have screwed up, but we'll see how that video affects her draft stock.
Oh my God.
I mean, not her draft stock, just her future.
I think she's gonna be okay.
There could be signs in the stands. There could be some crazy people yelling at her and whatnot. So prayers out to Caitlin Clark. Hopefully that video gets taken down everywhere. In other news, the NFL draft is happening right now. Trevor cannot believe that I brought up the Caitlin Clark. It was in the banter notes. I can't believe you didn't see it.
I didn't know you put those in the banter. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So NFL draft. Michael Penn, I think the biggest shock of at least the first 10 picks first round is Michael Penix Jr. being drafted 10th or 8th overall by the Falcons, which is
one of the dumbest picks I've ever seen in the NFL draft.
I mean,
I'm from University of Washington.
I'm worried to say it's dumb because I just don't understand it. I don't know if the Falcons are playing chess and they're thinking they can get trade value, or if maybe Kirk has an injury they don't know about or something like
that. Trade value from Penix or from
that's why I think they would.
There's no trade value in Penix. He hasn't shown anything in the NFL. I mean, I guess there's somewhat trade value in Kirk Cousins, but I don't know. And I'm the biggest Michael Penix guy. Obviously, went to UW. Love Michael Penix. Think he is honestly a top 10 talent, but why the Falcons? Why, if you're the Falcons, are you picking him? I saw a video of the GM trying to explain to the owner why they were drafting him. And it looks like the owner is pissed. He's like, what are we doing? Everyone is making fun of this organization right now. What's our future? We're a win-now team. Our team's stacked. And we're picking a quarterback who's 24.
And they could have traded down and still gotten him. Traded down a couple picks, especially the position they were in. There was still a Dunze on the board, Brock Bowers, a bunch of good linemen. I mean, I don't really understand.
The quarterbacks, teams were getting hot feet with quarterbacks. Bo Nix went in the first round, too. Teams were just
early in the first.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know what just happened with all the quarterbacks, but yeah, that was wild. The other thing I wanted to mention was that by the time Michael Penix is...
By the time Kirk Cousins' contract's over.
By the time Kirk Cousins' contract is over, which is in 4 years, Michael Penix will be 28 years old, which is insane. So, yeah, it just didn't make any sense. Roma Dunze to the Bears, really cool with Caleb Williams. They're going to be really good.
I'm excited to watch the Bears. Especially, I think that's a team that really deserves it, especially their fan base. They've gone through so much.
I know.
They've never really had a great quarterback. Like,
never.
Their whole, like, the 85 Bears were great.
Like, Jay Cutler is their, like, big name. But he wasn't always just super average. So, I am a big fan of Big Cat. He's been rooting for the Bears his whole life. I'd love to see the Bears make a little run. That was my Madden Mobile team. Shout out to Madden Mobile. That was always my Madden Mobile team was the Bears. So I have a little special place in the heart for my Bears. But
I thought mine was the Panthers.
Oh, because of CMC.
Cool jerseys.
Yeah. And cool jerseys.
That was before CMC. That was back in, like, middle school.
They're going to suck the next couple of years.
Yeah, they're going to struggle. But
yeah, so NFL draft still going. The Niners haven't picked yet. We'll let you know live update what the pick is if anyone else even cares about the Niners pick, but we certainly do. I am about 3 hours fresh off of a mullet haircut. So I got a haircut. That's a mullet. And I did it for Stagecoach. It's not an extreme mullet, but it's definitely a mullet, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a mullet.
Especially when I flared out.
Yeah, you can definitely flare it. It's got room to flare. It's tight on the sides. It's got a little bit of funk to it. It's great. It's definitely a little bit. And Ethan cut it.
Ethan cut it in the backyard.
Big friend of the show.
Yes, Ethan, huge friend of the show.
All right, Ed. I think that's it for the banter we got so far.
Yeah.
I'm ready to rock and roll. We have a draft this week. I was talking to some listeners, and they were saying they want the drafts. They love the drafts. So we're going to give the people what they want.
They like to vote on the draft. If you listen to this podcast and you think you'd be a good draft picker, text Trevor and I, and we could potentially add you to the pool of draft pickers.
Oh, yeah. Trevor Talks at Eats.
Yeah.
Give us a ring. We're here.
Yep.
Okay. So for the draft this week, we're going to be drafting a four-person leading roles. So an action movie. We're drafting an action movie, and there's four people that we pick. And those are going to be our lead roles. I guess they don't have to be the leads, but they're going to be four people that would be in our action movie.
Action movie centric.
Action movie centric. So without further ado, I think we get right in. It'll be much easier now that we're live in studio for Edward to do
a live rock, paper, scissors. That was one of the first things we said. We're like, whoa, rock, paper, scissors is going to be pretty dang easy in the studio.
Oh, yeah. All right. Ready? Swan, shoot.
Yep. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. I just cut Edward's up one, all of this paper. Scissors cut paper.
All right.
I was going to say something, but I held it to myself because this is a kid's show.
You wouldn't think so the way we're talking
about it. Okay, so I'm 1-1. My 1-1, this is for his acting capabilities and what he brings to a film and the seriousness he brings to a film and the stunts he does. I wouldn't agree with what he does outside of filmmaking. He is a crazy person and he's a Scientologist. But Tom Cruise is probably the 1-1 for me. Yeah. I really respect the guy. Obviously, he's in all the Mission Impossibles. He does all of his own stunts. Pretty incredible actor. He really elevates everyone else's acting game, it seems like. Yeah, he just puts out great, great quality movies.
Yeah, when you think action movies, you think Tom Cruise. That's the first guy on my list, too.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, he's a little bit of an interesting cat. I don't really know about everything else, but...
Let's separate the art from the artist here.
Exactly. But when you got an action movie, I mean, Tom Cruise, especially for a list and the first guy in your list, that's great. First,
dude. I love seeing that guy. My first name of the list. Okay. 1-2 to Trevor Talks.
Insane. I'm saying that you want a good number one pick. I'm going to go with a guy who he might not be the best actor.
Oh,
actually. Okay. No, actually, I'm going to pivot. Okay.
Pivoting.
This guy is a great actor. This guy is super cool. A little bit before our time, but when you think of action movie actors, you got to think of this dude. This dude's legendary. This is none other than Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I think Bruce Lee.
I thought about him.
Yeah.
I thought about him. Did I put him on my list? No. I thought about him, though. I for sure thought about him. Yeah. He does a lot of cool stunts and whatnot. It looks like we might have some intruders on the Outside Noise show here. Oh, my goodness. Live in studio. Joe Kane is showing up.
We're on air.
And Ethan.
Guy in the corner is here.
Does guy in the corner want to come say something? He doesn't want to say something.
Any words.
So he's waving to us. He just landed with Ethan. I wish I could tell you what Ethan's doing right now, but it's a kid show.
I got Caitlin Clark. No.
I put it on the banter and Trevor didn't see it or something and it caught him really off guard.
He said different things. I thought it was gonna be her getting drafted in her Nike deal and just immediately went to the shower and
okay.
Yes. Okay. Good to see guy in the corner making. He's back in the corner all the way from Seattle, Washington. He made it back to where he belongs in the corner.
Sorry for the brief interruption, folks. Back into the draft.
Actually. Back into the draft. Okay. With my second pick, you've got your Tom Cruise. Now, do you mix it up? Do you go with a female? Not quite yet. We're going to go with tried and true. He was the action movie star of the 80s and the 70s. He was probably the two biggest roles during that time. Han Solo and Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford. He is a stud. He changed the whole game. Harrison Ford. He really speaks for himself. He's the stand-up guy in general, too, outside of the show.
I'm not going to lie. He's on my list.
Yeah.
He was low on the list, though.
That's fair. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Bruce Lee wasn't even on my list.
All right. Rocking and rolling. We're our second pick of the draft. And I'm ready to take a head off at this one.
Take a head off.
Give me the most jacked dude who has ever been an actor in a movie ever. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep. That's what I thought.
I think he is awesome. Terminator. I mean,
he was on the list.
Probably a little bit of a freak, and not like traditionally the greatest actor, but he gets the job done, and I think he does it to his what he does. He's the best at. I don't know what that is, but he's the best at it.
His voice is iconic. I'll say
voice iconic. He's jacked. He's good looking.
I think he's one of the first Hollywood actors that translated that or made that transition from being like a big bodybuilder / kind of WWE to a main actor. The Rock followed in his footsteps, but Arnold was the first one.
Well, Arnold wasn't WWE. Just bodybuilding.
Which is that kind of like realm. Yeah. I don't want to throw those two together, but that kind of that transition.
They were prominent in other industries and then moved
exactly. On. Exactly. Did not start with acting. But yes, that is a great pick. He was definitely on my list. Okay, my third pick. This pick. I'm gonna save my fourth one because I know you're not gonna take it. So I'm gonna go with my other third one. This guy was in 6 or 7 movies that everyone watched, everyone loved, got you so hyped up, trained so well, just kind of like Arnold, super buffed out, Sylvester Stallone.
What?
Yeah.
My next pick.
Yeah, sorry. Sylvester Stallone. I'm glad I took that one over my other one. He's Rocky. He is in a lot more than Rocky, but yeah, he's obviously known for Rocky and if you don't love Rocky, I don't know. Yeah. It's just the best. It gets you so hyped. So everyone knows who that is. I don't need to explain him.
Wow.
He's
a huge pick.
Yeah.
That's a huge pick.
So we're going to Trevor for his third pick.
Wow. That puts me in a tough spot here, Edward. Wow. I thought I was going to get Sylvester. Oh, okay. I can pivot here. I'm gonna pivot.
Let's hear the pivot.
Okay, I guess I don't know if I just if I should stay with my guys that are jacked theme or if I should move to a different zone.
Was Bruce Lee jacked or more just?
I mean, he's ripped.
He's ripped. He's I'd say he's ripped.
But yeah. Still, I mean, I was more talking about Schwarzenegger there.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, I'm looking at a picture right now. He's so jacked. Wow. That was a dagger to the heart right there. Sylvester Stallone. That was like Sylvester Stallone huge. I almost started with Sylvester Stallone.
He's a beast.
Okay. With my next pick, I'm just going to stay with Jack's people theme. Give me Dwayne Johnson. Mm. I mean, he's a huge, huge star.
Mega.
Honestly, I think I didn't really like when he joined Fast and Furious, but that's not really because of him. It's more just like, it seemed like they just wanted another big star, whatever, to keep it afloat. And I'm not really into, a movie should have like at most, I guess, Rocky. However many Rocky movies there are, that should be the tap.
Okay.
Because I'm not watching Fast and Furious 10 or 11 or Transformers.
They're getting ridiculous at this point.
Jurassic Park 1000. I'm over it.
But yeah, The Rock's great. He's so diverse. He's in a lot of different things. People say he's the hardest working guy in Hollywood, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean, he's great. I'm not a huge Dwayne Johnson guy, but he's
cool. Do you think he's on steroids or not? Everyone says he is, but he says he's not. He says he's natural.
Hollywood's on steroids. Any really? Dude in Hollywood's on steroids.
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. 100%. Really? 100%.
You think so?
That dude is... Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I just watched this Disney Plus show called Limitless with him. It makes me kind of sad.
Him and Thor, Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
If I could look like any dude in the world, it's Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, he's a beast.
He's so jacked.
But like you realize that like that's how he looks like in that 10-second frame because he just lifts a ton right before, fast, and then like eats sugar right before to like make his muscles all pop.
Oh yeah, but still, you gotta be in such good shape.
Oh, amazing shape.
I could lift for all day and drink all the sugar. Wow, yeah. I look like that.
Same.
Yeah, totally on steroids. Totally.
That's sad.
All of
even
these
the
athletes.
Rock.
You know, all of the, oh, totally the Rock.
Because
think how old he is.
First in my bubble.
Think how old he is, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know to what extent, but I'm sure he's on whatever he wants.
Do you think there's NFL athletes on it?
Yeah. God. Totally.
Wow.
Because they have these, it's called designer steroids. So they're always ahead of the test. Mm-hmm. UFC fighters are probably doing it too. Everyone's doing it.
Everyone's doing it, apparently. Is this like a known thing or is this a Trevor Talks conspiracy? Or a little bit of both, maybe.
I'd say a little bit of both.
Okay. I can feel like it's a little bit conspiracy, but you also kind of know what you're talking about.
I mean, I don't know how LeBron James is 39 years old, friggin' slam dunking, blocking. Like, that's just...
I'll tell you how. What? Diet. Cold tubs.
I don't buy it. And this is America. I can have my own opinion. I don't buy it.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, that's great.
Okay, with the fourth pick, and this is what I was saving for the end because I knew we wouldn't take her. Oh, spoiler alert, it's a her. This person is going to bring, because I've got Tom Cruise, I've got Harrison Ford, I've got Sylvester Stallone, just the big hitters. This is going to round it off, bring that chemistry that they all need. Who's going to be the love interest with this character? We don't know. Probably not Harrison Ford or Sylvester Stallone at this point in their lives, but. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson is my fourth pick. She's a beast as Black Widow. Brings that spunk to my movie that I'm looking for.
That's great. Great pick. Not my girl. I'm getting my girl here.
Ooh, Trevor's getting his girl at four.
I think this is one of the greatest female actors of all time. I think she'd be great in an action movie. In my action movie with Bruce Lee, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Angelina Jolie.
Good one. It's a good one. After Eternals, though, I've never really thought the same of her.
Honestly, never really seen a movie of hers, but she sounds great.
Sounds great. Okay.
You go, bro.
Okay. The good thing the voters don't hear this before they vote, because that would might have just wrecked his entire chance of winning this. That's like he doesn't know who...
You know, I also don't know, and I got a lot of heat for this.
That's like you didn't know who Adam Levine is, yeah.
I still think Workaholics guy. Cameron Diaz. Do you know who Meryl Streep is?
Yes, I know who Meryl Streep is. She's like one of the most famous actors, female actors, no?
Yeah, I got a lot of heat.
She's kind of older now, blonde hair. No.
I think of the girl, the mom from Talladega Nights, when I hear Meryl Streep. You know, Ricky Bobby's mom?
Yeah, I mean, like, Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I think of. Yeah. She's great, by the way.
I'm sure you did get some slack for that. Okay. The draft is being sent over to the draft group chat. Again, if you want to be a part of that, let us know. But you have to be a good draft picker. You can't just think you're joining that group chat without being a good draft picker.
Oh, yeah. They're the best of the best. That's why
and I'm talking to you.
Cream the crop. We know.
Whoever's listening, I'm talking to you right now.
Okay. That was a great draft, Edward. We'll get back to the winner of the draft at the end of the show. We're now going to move into a brand new segment on the Outside Noise Show that I am particularly excited about. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is the Family Feud Fast Money segment. Or maybe Hot Money.
So excited for this.
Whatever.
So
excited for Hot this. Money or Fast Money.
I've always wanted to play. Oh, sorry. I got a little close to my Derek because I got so excited. I've always wanted to play this kind of Family Feud game, and I've never played it before. And I think I'll be pretty good, but I also have, there's a chance I could be really bad.
Okay, so how it's going to work is it's called the Fast Money or Hot Money or whatever. But basically, for example, this is going to be an example. It's not going to be one in the show, but it's going to be that's a tough one. Name a popular Halloween game. What?
Yeah, okay, next one. I don't even know. I couldn't name one Halloween game.
What? Okay, name a Halloween color. And
color?
Name a Halloween color.
Orange.
I would say orange. So that would be the number one pick. That's 45 points. Okay. Basically what they did is they surveyed 100 people, asked them this question, and then however many people said that answer is how many points it is.
Yeah. If you've seen Family Feud before, the hot round, then you know what you're talking about.
But me and Ed are going to compete. We're just going to get 5 questions from the other person, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Yeah.
So without further ado, Edward, would you like to go? Or I guess right. Paper, scissors?
Yeah, and the winner gets to decide who gets to go first.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ah!
Oh, after battling back and forth, tying. Trevor Talks, take me down. Do you want to go first or next?
I want you to go first.
Okay. So as in, you asked me. Okay. Let me just get my headspace.
Can I have your piece of paper?
Yes, you may.
Edward, are you ready?
I am so ready. We just got the text that we're leaving soon for Stagecoach, so, oh God. Okay. We're going to try to get this in.
Okay, first question. Name a summer Olympic sport.
Swimming.
Wow. Oh, number one.
Number one, starting off hot.
So 35 points.
Okay, 35 points, starting good.
Okay, number two. Name a popular summer activity.
Swimming again.
Number one answer again.
Wow. I thought this was going to be a hard game.
I thought it was going to be a hard game.
I thought it was going to be a trick question, swimming twice, but I knew it. I stuck with my guns.
Name something you might find at a pool party.
A floaty. A water floaty.
Pool float, second.
Okay.
25 points.
I'll take it. Oh, I'll take 25 all day long.
Okay. Number four. Name something people love about summer.
The sunshine, the sun.
Okay, I'm going to give you warm weather.
Warm weather, yeah.
That's number one answer.
Okay. Oh, you're dude, cooking.
You are
cooking. I told you, I'm good at this. I'm good at these kind of games.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I really hope you paused me. Name a popular ice cream flavor.
I'm not going to think too hard on this one. Chocolate.
Okay, number two answer.
Vanilla was number one. I was thinking vanilla, but then I'm like, that's too straightforward.
Okay, so Ed, you got 35, 35, 25. 40-30. So that's 95.
Trevor's doing some quick math right now.
95.
I'm going to use my calculator when it comes to me calculating it.
So you got 165 points.
165 points. Okay. And now Trevor's up. So usually they try to get over 100 when they do these for 5. I just got 165.
No,
so
I think it's like combined for 300.
Oh. Like that's like the combined, like max. Or I think I almost got close to the max score.
So you still. Yeah.
Okay, Trevor is now up. Question number one.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to lock in.
Lock in. Take a big deep breath. Get that brain. Oxygen flowing to the brain.
Okay.
Disease is a lack of oxygen. Okay. Your theme is Thanksgiving. Question number one. Name a popular Thanksgiving side dish.
Mashed potatoes.
Number one answer.
There we go.
Number one answer for 38 points. Okay. Number two, name a Thanksgiving tradition.
Well, like, wouldn't Thanksgiving dinner?
Uh, that's like the that's like Thanksgiving itself. What's a Thanksgiving tradition? I'm gonna give you a redo on that because that's kind of hard. Because that's like
what that means.
Like, if like what's eating? Thanksgiving tradition? Like, think about what the Christmas traditions are. Like, what do you do on Thanksgiving? What's like a Thanksgiving tradition that you do on
cook
Thanksgiving? Okay, cook. I'm gonna give you having a big family dinner. Yeah,
that's what I said. Dinner.
Yeah, having a big okay. Yeah, actually, I botched that. I read that wrong. Okay,
what number?
That was the number third answer for 22 points. Watching football was one.
Oh,
and saying what you're thankful for is two.
Yeah, I missed those.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I don't know what my brain was doing on that. Okay. Wow. Okay. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, people. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Okay. Wait. Quick break in the action. The Niners pick might have just came in.
Oh my gosh.
Niners are on the clock. Okay.
We're gonna come right back.
Okay. Number three to Trev. Name a common Thanksgiving dessert.
Pumpkin pie.
Number one answer. These are pretty easy ones. We're doing very well, both of us. This is where you're going to have a tough time.
Oh.
Yeah. Name a Thanksgiving... excuse me. Name a Thanksgiving activity for kids.
Hand turkeys.
Wow. Number two answer.
Nice.
Really fun. Good. Coloring pages.
What?
I know. 51... Ridiculous. 51 or 37 points for that. But you got 26 points for the coloring hand turkeys, which is a great pull from that. Great pull.
I like that.
Okay. Another somewhat tough one. Name a popular Thanksgiving drink.
Thanksgiving drink.
I know. Kind of tough.
Apple cider?
Bang! Number one answer. 41 points.
Get the calculator.
Okay, we're getting the calculator. I'm not.
165 is the metric beat.
See, it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight, I think. 38 plus 22. Plus 51 was your crazy one.
Yeah, that was
plus huge. 26, plus 41, 178.
Oh,
Trevor talks. Takes him. I think two amazing performances.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
That would be very.
Honestly, we both got the same amount of number ones. I think it just mattered about who was voting, about the points there.
Exactly.
The pumpkin pie was the killer. 51 points for the pumpkin pie is nuts.
That's...
Okay, we do got to get moving here a little bit. We're somewhat on the clock, which I hate being, just like the Niners are on the clock. We are on
We got to get into a quick ad break. Sorry, just keep the lights on the show, Edward.
Have to.
This episode of the Outside Noise Show is brought to you by Argo Cornstarch, turning lumps into laughs one recipe at a time. So thank you, Argo.
Thank you, Argo. I use cornstarch all the time.
Okay, Eddie, I didn't tell you about this.
Oh God!
But I would like to invite you and the listeners to join us in a new segment I like to call Ed's Love Nest.
No, I think we're shutting down this segment,
Edward. Let's let it roll. In Ed's Love Nest, I secretly reached out to our viewers and our listeners. And I asked them to send in any relationship questions that they have and any relationship advice they might need so that Eddie Eats here can answer it for him.
I had no idea this was happening, by the way. Now I know why he was laughing pre-show. He kept cracking up and giggling the pre-show. I'm like, what are you laughing at? Caitlin Clark's blah, blah, blah. That's what I thought he was laughing
at. Can we leave Caitlin out of this?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Caitlin. The Niners are on the clock.
We're in Ed's Love Nest now. We're relationships and all that we think about for the next 7 minutes. Okay, Edward. I have three prompts. I'm going to start with the first. You ready for this?
Niners pick is in. Coop DeJean.
Oh, that's the corner. That's the corner from Iowa.
That's the white corner? Oh, let's go. Let's go.
That kid's a baller, let me tell you, right?
That is the first white cornerback in the NFL in the last 25 years. Or not 25, whatever the year 2002 is, minus whatever year is right. 22 years.
Not that we care about that really, but
it's pretty cool.
It's just different.
I think it's pretty cool.
But that kid's a baller, Edward. That kid's a baller.
I'm pumped. That's sick. He's gonna fit in right with George Kittle.
Wow. For our first round pick in 3 years, that's huge.
Yeah, I love it. We need a corner really bad too.
Way earlier than our.
You know what's crazy is that the Baltimore Ravens guy, or the Baltimore Ravens took a cornerback, Nate Wiggins, right before us. So we got our guy.
Wow, kid's a stud. Okay, Back to Ed's love nest.
Okay, sorry, that was a quick crazy break. Now I can't believe this is happening again. Okay, I don't even know what this I'm about to get back to.
The first question from one of our listeners. Me and my partner have been seeing each other for just over 3 years now. Everything is great, but I'm wondering how I can add a little spice to our relationship.
He's real. Is this people we actually know? Who do I know that has been dating 3 years that would ever text that? There's no way this is real.
Edward, answer the question.
Okay. Bring a little spice. First, my first thing I'm going to say, this is kind of just point blank. When's the last time you guys have had spicy foods together? I think that adds some spice right away. Just might be kind of obvious spice, but right in your face spice. You know, you're eating dinner, you're kind of going through the same thing. Oh, God, is this spicy? Oh, it's really spicy. Add a little spice there. Another thing, not one that's so clear cut, I would say go do something that scares you. Go skydive together. Go bungee jumping. Go walk on a really high ropes course.
That's great advice.
Yeah. I think builds trust and shared experience. Very cool.
I love that. I think it's a great answer. Anything else to add spice, or is that
That's all. Maybe have a spicy meal and then go do that crazy activity.
Yeah, make sure the bathroom's nearby.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was great. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, second question from our viewers.
Okay.
For Ed's Love Nest.
God, I don't know why I'm the one getting asked this.
I find myself getting crazy jealous when my partner talks to other women, even though I know it's nothing. How do I stop this crazy?
I have a feeling these are not real questions from people we know. And
Edward,
grabbed off the internet.
Edward, where are we right now?
We're in a studio in San Diego.
No, but where are we right now for the next 7 minutes?
We're in the Ed's Love Nest.
Okay. And in Ed's Love Nest, we talk about relationship problems and you fix the problem.
Okay. So in this scenario, this person...
They feel crazy jealous when their partner talks to
the
other
girl women. Feels jealous of the guy who's talking to other women.
Even though it's nothing.
Even though it's nothing.
And she knows it's nothing, but she still is very jealous.
That's a tough one. I think that's a more of a mental mindset there where I think if you've already brought it up to him before that it makes you feel jealous, I'd bring it up to him and see how it makes him feel. And that if he's willing to change what he does.
But it's not, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just talking.
He's not doing anything wrong. He's just talking. So I would say you'd let him know how it feels to you first. And then he can potentially help you or reinforce that it's nothing. And maybe that'll help you feel better about not being as jealous.
Yeah. Open communication.
Open communication.
Another great job, Edward.
Yeah.
We're really changing some lives here today. At least Edward is.
These real lives. I don't think these are
next question.
They're just BS from our friend.
Our next question. My partner recently asked me what my love languages are, and I found myself uncertain about my answer. Eddie Eats, could you explain your love languages and why to help me gain clarity? Edward, I don't know. We don't want to make fun of this.
No, you don't want to make fun of this poor soldier, even though I bet it's freaking like Blake Kane asking this question. Oh my God. I don't even know what a love language really is, to be totally honest. I'm thinking French. But I don't know French. But that's like the known love language in the world is French. But yeah, I would say if you don't know French, then you're kind of out of luck on that whole, and that's the first love language. Gauging Trevor's reaction, I'm guessing I'm very off on this answer. I'm going to pivot here. A potential other love language, maybe it's eating food with your partner. Love language. Yeah. Or perhaps going on trips is a love language, maybe. Going and traveling is the love language. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I think I just completely botched that.
No, Edward.
But I might be just as confused as the listener as to what a love language is. So I don't know if I can help you out too much on that answer. But good luck. Good luck to you and your love languages.
Yes, good luck to all people.
I wouldn't, you know, I'm going to answer it. I wouldn't overthink your love language. I would just drop it. You don't need to think about a love language. Just do it.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're overthinking it.
We're listening to the audience and everyone that's sending questions. We really hope that that helped you navigate, you know, such a tough time that a relationship can be. And everyone deals with problems, but we here at the Outside Noise Show in Ed's Love Nest are happy, happy to guide you through life's journey. Edward, let's now step out of the love nest.
Okay, we're back in the love nest.
And we're going
to back into the freaking love nest.
We're getting right back into our roots. This is the Eddie Eats segment.
Okay.
The Eddie Eats segment, yes. It's been a staple net in the Outside Noise Show since the inception of it. So we're going to get right back into that Eddie Eats segment. Eddie, what do you got for us?
Okay. Eddie Eats segment. Let me just pop out of the love nest really quick. Eddie Eats segment. So everyone knows I did the 100K steps, 100 eggs challenge this last Wednesday, and it was gnarly. It was gnarly, but I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. And it came down to the final 2 minutes. But to start you off, I basically slept for an hour and a half. I walked the entire time all the way through Seattle doing different things. The only time I was on the treadmill was at like 1:40 to like 3 in the morning. Just I just didn't want to walk outside. A little bit scary. There's coyotes and stuff outside.
Need your gun.
Yeah. for the raccoons. But yeah, so I was just on a complete grind the entire day. I went to this place called Beth's Egg Nest to get a 12-egg omelet as part of the video. Yeah, I was trying to do as many different egg combinations as possible because my body was trying to say no by the end. I clutched up with getting 3 eggs and a smoothie with some blackberries that saved me at the very end. A lot of people asked how I felt after. I felt like the worst hangover I've ever had combined with, oh my God, I might have a heart attack any second. I was a little bit scared to go to sleep that night, to be totally honest. I woke up with major chest pains and stomach pains. And one thing, so Trevor Talks bet that I'd have over 2 poops or over 1.5 poops from when the challenge started. From the time the challenge started, I didn't poop for 3.5 days after. Because I think my body was just in shock. It was in fully in shock. Didn't know what was happening. Overfed at eggs, obviously. And yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. The 100,000 steps, I finished with an hour left to go. Definitely really hard, but the eggs was way harder. That's the Eddie Eats segment. I'm going to introduce a new thing. I haven't even told Trevor Talks this.
What's with the surprise segment?
This is the surprise segment. Not this isn't a surprise segment, but this is a surprise announcement. I've only told 2 people this so far. I've been eyeing it for a while now. I didn't want to say anything because it's a big head-on challenge, but I've been eyeing it and I think I can do it. The 15K challenge.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I think I can.
15,000 calories, 15,000 burned and eaten?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yes. My God.
Yes, I know. Trevor's shaking a little bit right now just thinking about that. But here's my thought process. In the 10K, I went to a basketball game. I was in a car for a lot of the day. I slept for 3 hours. I'm going all-nighter, not 1 hour sleep, eating nonstop. If I'm dialed, I know I can do it. And I think once I move to San Diego, we'll have all the means necessary to do it. Trevor's thinking about it like, oh, God, I'm in for another. But yeah, that's on the horizon.
That is crazy.
No one's ever done that one before. People have done the 10K. No one's ever done the 100,000 step, 100 egg thing before, but that's more of just kind of a crazy weird one. No one's ever done the 15K.
You're going for the jugular here, Edward.
Going for the jugular. Oh. So yeah, my mom doesn't even know about that.
Who have you told?
I've only told Ethan and Clark, the 2 people in this house. I was like, I got to tell somebody I'm ready to do this. But yeah, I've been going to bed at night, kind of putting some math together, thinking about it, and I think I can do it.
That's crazy. Wow. Okay. Well, that's a breaking news on the Outside Noise Show via the Eddie Eats segment. That's wild. I mean, I can't wait for everyone to see the 10K. It's very close. It's very, I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a broken record. It's Very close.
I have some ideas on how to get the graphics up, so we might get it out sooner than later. Yeah, so that's Eddie's segment. There's some other exciting news about the whole Walk to Vegas thing that we don't have time to talk to about today, but we have plenty of time to get into that in the next couple of shows. Yes.
All right.
Let's go into Hot Dish of the Week. Trev, go for it.
Okay. My Hot Dish of the Week, I originally struggled with this a little bit, but then I remembered something that I've been eating that is just delicious. And it was so good. I had it today. I had it a couple of days ago. So I got these shrimp patties from Trader Joe's. So they're like hamburger patties, but they're made out of shrimp. And they've got some seasoning, some garlic a little bit. They're delicious. And what I've been doing is taking two shrimp patties and then putting them as a sandwich. And I've been being a little bit naughty, putting a little Chick-fil-A sauce.
I saw a picture of this today, and it looked pretty nuts. Yeah. Pretty nuts. Yeah. If I liked shrimp, I would have been freaking out over him.
Yeah, but so I put Chick-fil-A sauce on the bread. I put the shrimp patties and some fajita veggies and then a little bit of hot sauce too. And it is so good. It's so delicious.
Breaking news. Boop, 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 boop. Breaking news.
Breaking news on the Outside Noise Show.
The Niners drafted, we all know, the cornerback.
Cooper DeJean.
Yes. We also traded up and just drafted a wide receiver from Florida, Ricky Purcell. What the hell? I think that means we're getting rid of Brandon Ayuk.
No.
Yeah. 49ers are drafting wide receiver Ricky Purcell with the 31st pick. Wait. Wait.
Did we trade up for DeJean?
I don't know if we got DeJean. I just saw it in the group chat. I didn't ever see it official.
Oh, you got punked.
We got punked. It's Ricky Purcell.
We got punked on the Outside Noise
Show. We got completely punked. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. This is not good, people.
Wow.
Okay, sorry for the downbeat for the listeners, but wow, I'm a little bit upset about that.
You heard it here first.
That means Brandon Ayuk. That means Brandon Ayuk is gone for sure. And we scrambled to get a wide receiver. Okay, I'm going to talk too much about this. But yeah, we scrambled to get a wide receiver. Oh, God. Okay. Wow. That is not good news. We're going to have to dial this in after the show, talk about this. Okay. Travis Hot Dish, keep it going. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm pretty much done with it. But it was a shrimp sandwich. Yeah. It was very good. I love shrimp. I love Chick-fil-A sauce. I love fajita veggies. I love hot sauce. I love avocado. There's a lot to like with the shrimp sandwich, and it's delicious. It doesn't fill me up that much, though. I had it twice, and both times I was like hungry an hour later. Because I don't think it's a lot. It's honestly like only like a little bit of food. So even though it feels a lot when you're eating it, it just doesn't really fill me up.
Did you clean the poop thread from all the shrimps? Or is it pre-cleaned?
Well, it's pre-mashed into a pack.
So I'm assuming they're cleaned before.
If not, it's just more protein, baby.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Never shied away.
Okay. My hot dish was from the first time ever I've heard the term Wagyu, Wagyu beef, Wagyu, 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 Wagyu. I had Wagyu beef for the first time 2 days ago. Wagyu grass-fed beef.
Ground beef.
Ground beef, like we always do, or GB. I'm not steering away from the GB, but I made it Wagyu version. And I will say, it was pretty buttery. And I didn't put any butter in there. Ooh. And it was buttery. And it was good. And I know it's kind of a cop-out beef again, but Wagyu beef, pretty awesome.
What else do you have in the beef, Edward?
Avocado, little garlic, I'm forgetting
sweet potato. The
name of it. I wish there was sweet potato. There wasn't one on hand, but yeah. Before the show, I just deleted probably about a pound of chicken and two sweet potatoes. They said I couldn't be done, but I did it. Okay, that was my hot dish. We got to keep it rolling. I'm on the hot seat now for getting out of here to get on the road to Stagecoach. So we got Trev. You got a rage.
Rage of the week. Okay, I'm ready for this. I'm locked and loaded. I've had this one for a while now. Not a while, but like a couple days. So my rage of the week is excessive cologne use in the gym.
Cologne use?
Cologne.
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 Okay.
So when you're in the gym, you're going to be breathing heavy. There's no way around that. You know, you're working hard, whether that's doing cardio or even just compound lifts. I was using the cables a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago, and this dude next to me smelled like so much cologne. I was like, dude, I can't breathe with all this fragrance going on, like this artificial fragrance.
Hate
like,
that. Hate
I need
that.
Air.
Especially in the gym, too. Yeah, you're sucking in air.
It was brutal. I couldn't move because the cables were stuck, and he was right next to me. And I'm just, it's just not the place. I'm not saying go there smelling bad, but put on some deodorant, maybe a light puff of cologne if you need it. But you're not really trying to impress anyone.
Not even cologne. Just wear deodorant in the gym. Like, what? You don't need cologne at the gym.
I know. And it was just.
Unless
was
maybe crazy. Maybe he's doing you a favor. Maybe he's real stinky without his cologne.
He was stinky with his cologne. He was
True.
But I
just. It's like, kind of like walking into the gym or the locker room sometimes and you just smell like the Axe body spray and all that garbage. Oh, just chemicals.
You know, back in middle school, I was crushing that.
I had the Old Spice version, just rinsing my whole body. I remember the deodorant stick was like only rubbing the armpits. Oh, sorry about that deodorant stick.
Where were you putting the deodorant stick?
Everywhere. When I was in middle school,
everywhere.
I mean, like not everywhere, but like you know, my forearms, my back, my chest. I'd just be rinsing it everywhere. You know?
Put it on your back.
Yeah, I just reach around. Get my back. Get some deodorant. Yeah, you never go to like sleepaway camps and everyone's like, oh, we just got deodorant. Like, oh my God, let's put deodorant on everywhere. You know? No.
What?
I don't know. Maybe that was this thing at my school. Deodorant was a big, like, everyone's like, oh yeah,
just
deodorant.
Just lather
it up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. Well, that's great, Edward. Do you have a rage of the week?
I do. I just switched my rage of the week to the IMA Tennis League. It's ridiculous.
Oh, the intramural.
Intramural Tennis League. It's a waste of time at this point.
Are you too good?
I wouldn't say I'm too good because I'm an average player for sure, but maybe a little bit above average. But the people I'm playing are just it's like they never played before, and it's a waste of my time. The matches are 30 minutes long, and there's two leagues. There's a competitive league and like a basic like intermediate like a beginners league, and these guys are signing up for the intermediate or for the competitive league, which is what the one I'm in, and they just can't even play tennis, and it's really frustrating going down there because it's hard to schedule matches because you have to like schedule a match, you don't have a lot of time in the week to go schedule a match. It's raining a lot of the time, so when you finally get one in and you get there and it's just some guy who's just never played tennis before, and you're just like the match is done in 30 minutes. I don't know if I sound like a total dick right now, but it's been frustrating lately.
Yeah, well, maybe you got to go up to is there a higher league?
No, that's the thing. This is supposed to be the higher league. And these people that have a lower league that they can sign up for are signing up for this higher league.
Well, imagine the people in the lower league.
Yeah.
If they're like, this is
maybe they're more self-aware though, you know? That's like, that'd be like me going to, there's like two surfing leagues. And I'm like, yeah, I've been surfing a little bit lately. I'm going to sign up for the competitive league, even though I can't even get up on a flipping wave and I suck. The most I've ever sucked at anything in my entire life at surfing.
Yeah, well,
never been worse than anything in my life. I'm gonna say it now.
Than surfing?
Surfing. I think it's the worst thing I've ever done.
That you're doing well. You're getting better, and that's what it's all about. Just improvement.
So bad.
Okay, rave of the week. My rave of the week is the NFL draft. I miss the NFL so much. There's nothing really like it. I mean, NBA stinks. I'm trying to get into hockey. I know it's playoffs, but I just can't really get into it. It's so hard to get into. Nothing hits like the NFL. The NFL is the best. So I saw a stat that Scottie Scheffler, you know, Scottie got the golfer. He is as far ahead of Rory McIlroy, who's number two in points, as Rory is to Tiger, who's like 700. Yeah,
saw that stat. Unbelievable. He's putting on an incredible run right now.
So Scottie Scheffler's basically the NFL. Like they're just. So he's just so much.
Oh, love the analogy. NBA. Love where you're going with
it. Nothing comes close. The NBA is the worst. No offense to NBA, but I couldn't care less. I don't like the people. The game is fun to watch, but I don't know. I just can't get into it. Nothing's like MLB is just so boring right now. NFL is so great. So just to get a little bit of taste of the NFL with the draft was so nice. And just to get me thinking about my team again, get me thinking about other teams and moves that are going to be made and the way the next season's going to go. It's been so fun, and I was just so grateful for the NFL draft. But then it's kind of a slump again because preseason's like kind of whatever. But it'll still be fun because we're going to start suiting up. We're going to see our guys.
Yep. This was the turnaround podcast in terms of we're back for the Niners. I mean, I never left, but it was just kind of – I didn't want to bring it up or think about it after the Super Bowl. But we're back now. Draft has begun. We've drafted our first guy, Ricky Parashel, even though it's not who we thought we first drafted. But it's okay. It's okay. That means Brandon Nuke's going to leave. But yeah, so pumped for the NFL. I'll get into my rave of the week here.
Yeah.
My rave of the week, not only was this the reason why I was able to complete the 100 egg challenge, I also was driven to the airport this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ben Daddy. Shout out to Ben Daddy.
She deserves it.
She really does. I was going to fail the egg challenge, and it was probably 11:20. She was in bed, and she hears me struggling, gets up, starts cooking some eggs for me, puts 3 eggs in a blender that saved me, was helping me film, because I was like in no state to be able to film and try to eat and cook at the same time. I was like a dying man at this point. Just, if anyone's ever seen Harry Potter and Dumbledore, and Harry Potter's feeding Dumbledore the juice at the end of the 6th movie, that was me. Do it. You got to drink it. And I was like, no, I can't. I can't. She was making me eat those eggs. She didn't care if I was going to die. She was making sure I finished this challenge. She didn't care. So, and she drove me to the airport this morning. Thank you.
Huge shout out.
Couldn't do it without Ben Daddy.
Wow. Well, I don't think there's a better way to close the show out there, Ed, unless you got anything
else. Great show. I'm right now literally packing and going to Stagecoach. So we'll see you on the other side of that. Yeah, I probably won't see Trevor Talks for a little bit after this in person until I maybe move down here.
Yeah, it'll be a little while, but you know, we will see Edward
again. We'll still be podcasting then.
Show goes on.
Outside No Show goes on. This summer we're gonna get hooked up with a good studio like this, so every episode sounds like this. Again, thank you for Tank and Rod for allowing us to use their space, and go Niners, and have a wonderful weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend, people, and yeah, big shout out, Tank and Rod Pod. You guys are the best. Bye-bye.